by Logan & Company and by Siemens. Good morning, Coach Bart. How are you doing today?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, doing just fine. Thank you very much. It's been kind of an exciting time getting the season going for Bartlesville basketball. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up here in just a little bit as the Bruins and Lady Bruins are on the road. But a lot of good, exciting sports happening right now out at Bartlesville, even as we get ready to head into the Christmas break. Tell us a little bit about the athletic department and what's going on out there.
You know, I know we've been busy with our wrestling has had a few meets. I know they did very well at Caney, Kansas over last weekend, and I know they're in full gear. We had one Thursday night with Coweta, and they're in full swing, and so is our swimming teams. Both swimming teams are currently, in the start of their seasons, and so it is a busy time. We got many athletes that's on the road and traveling and competing. So, yeah, we're in full swing in the athletic department right now.
And a lot of sports going on right now, Coach, that are not always top of mind for us when you're talking about the swim team and the wrestling team, but still sports that we want to be supportive of and certainly get out and enjoy some of the action because there are some very good teams with Bartlesville, right?
Yeah, and this way, I've always tried to, even as a coach, get out and watch other teams and watch other athletes compete in their sport of choice. And now as athletic director, I go more often, and it's really fun to be exposed to those other sports. And they're quite they're exciting, and it's fun to go watch a home wrestling match. And when I go to the volleyball tournaments and in the state tournament, it's fun to see those kids compete in that element and watch those coaches coach their own sports. And so I think people really enjoy it. They may not know much about a sport, a certain sport, or but if they'll go watch it and get exposed to it, I think they'll really enjoy it.
And what does that mean to the student athlete to be able to look in the stands and see a good crowd on hand? That kind of motivates the athlete as well, doesn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. I think that they obviously love the game. They put a lot of hours in it, and they're going to play if anybody's there or not. But the more people in the atmosphere, like Friday night at our opening home game that we had, that was a great atmosphere, and the kids feel they feed off that energy, and it makes it exciting for them.
Yeah, and of course you'll find a lot more people out to the gym when you're putting a winner out on the court, and you as a coach you know that, and we brought some people to the gym last week, not only for the Bruins basketball but also the Lady Bruins with a much improved and exciting basketball team this year as well. Now the Lady Bruins are 1-2 on the year, the Bartlesville Bruins are 3-0, but very exciting basketball, and there's going to be some great things for both teams this year. We will talk to Coach Terry Rogers in the second half of Bruin Buzz. He is the head coach for the girls team. But let's talk a little bit about yesterday's tip-off luncheon. A good crowd on hand out at Hillcrest Country Club yesterday, so great support there from the Bartlesville Sports Commission, right?
Yeah, and that's something that the Sports Commission puts on every year, and it's a fun event, and tries to get some awareness of the basketball season's coming and generate some support, and thought it went very well.
Yes, it did. A great crowd on hand yesterday for that tip-off luncheon. Of course, the crowd heard from Coach Tim Bart and Coach Terry Rogers about basketball for this year. So it promises to be an exciting year, and we appreciate everybody supporting through the Bartlesville Sports Commission at the luncheon yesterday. I know you talked a little bit about yesterday about how, you're a great coach when you've got a winner on the court, and not so much when you don't have a winner on the court. But that's very true in your case, isn't it, Tim? All coaches, right?
Yeah, we probably get too much credit. I think a mark of a good coach is, what do you do in practice? How do you prepare your team to be successful? How do you put your kids in a position to be successful? And, it's real easy to roll out the ball and play when you got superior talent. But when you don't have, how are you going to keep it close? Or, I thought I'd done a lot better job coaching maybe some years where we went 500 and we didn't think we'd win very many games. But I think that's the key. We get too much credit when we win. We get too much blame when we lose.
Right.
Sometimes it comes down to the kids.
Yes.
Like I said, I got a lot smarter the last couple of years than I was a couple of years ago. But it's about the kids, and it should always be. And sad thing is, you know, every class is not going to be great, and that's the thing about the whole cycle of graduation, and now new kids step up and it's their turn, and sometimes those classes maybe are not as gifted athletically, and that doesn't mean they're any less of a person or a kid, but they're just not as good, and other teams are going to be better, and that's why you go compete. But just the opportunity to compete makes it fun and makes it exciting.
Well, I know you guys are currently on what Coach Rogers and others jokingly referred to as the West Coast Swing in Liberal, Kansas for today's action. And tomorrow you guys will take to the court this afternoon. There's a ladies' game at about 2 o'clock and then the guys to follow at 4 o'clock. And you're playing Garden City today, correct?
That's true. We'll play Garden City today, and then tomorrow night we'll play Liberal, the host school. It's turned into a little Oklahoma versus Kansas. Us and Lawton mm-hmm. will play the two Kansas schools, and we made the trip up last night and drove up, and you know, we're only about 3 or 4 miles over the Oklahoma border.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been to Liberal. Nice little town, probably about 20,000 to 25,000 people here.
Yeah.
And we got all the convenience. I mean, it's not a, they don't have a blacksmith shop and a general store. I mean, they've got all the franchises and neat little community that's supportive, and I think it'll be a fun little event.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting I know you'll be interested as a coach to see some Lawton High from the western half of the state, and I know you're looking forward to the Ardmore tournament later on in December when you'll get to play against some of those teams from the western half of the state. We've got to get to part two coming up with Bruin Buzz here in just a couple of minutes with the head coach Terry Rogers from the Lady Bruins. Want to say thanks to you, Coach Tim Bart. Good luck in Liberal over the next couple of days. We'll be looking for a couple of more wins from there, and thank you for spending time with us. Bruin Buzz is brought to you by Logan and Company and also by Siemens. Coach Bart, good luck to you, and thanks a lot this morning.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Somewhere in America, the slightest breeze harbors immense power. The tallest buildings leave the lightest footprints. A 50-ton train makes barely a mark on the environment. And a country facing climate change finds climate solutions. Somewhere in America, we've already answered some of the nation's toughest questions. And the over 60,000 people of Siemens are ready to do it again. Siemens answers.
Logan and Company is proud to support the Bartlesville Bruins and be a part of the Bartlesville community. Family owned and operated for more than 75 years, Logan and Company is excited to be in the community for many years to come. Logan and Company, supporting the Bruins and the community.
All right, hey, Coach Terry Rogers, the Bartlesville Lady Bruins. An interesting talk today at the Hillcrest Country Club for the Coaches Tip-Off Luncheon, sponsored by the Bartlesville Sports Commission. Great crowd on hand, huh?
Oh, hey, a tremendous crowd. Good food. You know, a lot of people in the room that are very knowledgeable about basketball.
Yeah. You know, one thing that we want to point out this year, I know this by seeing your first three games of the season now, you're 1-2 on the year. You're a traveling call and a basket away from being 2-1 on the year. But this is a year that we don't want to be late for those doubleheaders anywhere. We want to get there in time for the girls' game. You've got an exciting team, don't you?
We really do. You know, one thing about it, knock on wood, like I said, we can shoot the basketball. We're playing so much harder. The tempo, the style, execution is just so much better than we have been.
What about the competition you're going to be playing in Liberal now over Friday and Saturday? Tell us a little bit about what you expect there.
Oh, you know, Kansas basketball, boys or girls, it doesn't matter. Kansas basketball is known to be really good. Two top 10 teams, Garden City's ranked in the top 10 at the beginning of the year. Their record doesn't show that now. And Liberal, Kansas was ranked top 5. You know, in 5A there. So they've only played 2 ball games. We'll come out there and play 2 more. So no one's really got a lot of experience this year under their belt. But as far as Kansas basketball, they'll be able to shoot it. They'll be able to run. They'll take care of the ball. So we've just got to make sure we're playing our game.
And your game this year, as you talked a little bit about the luncheon, a little bit different than last year, you're playing faster and not turning the ball over, huh?
That's right. You know, we're it's so much more fun. You know, we finally got some guards that will take care of the basketball, and they're kind of just loving the ball now. It's one of those things where last year we didn't cherish that basketball. We just had it like it's a hot potato. But our kids are guard. We start five guards. We could start five guards, you know, with Haley at 6'1". And of course, there's no one can guard Paige Wilson one-on-one.
Yeah, she has a great mouth. You know, and Paige, we like to watch her put up the threes, but she can back a defender down into the paint and get a nice little fall-away turnaround jumper and nail some of those, too.
Paige has gotten so much bigger and stronger. She's 5'7", and she's getting some guns on her with her arms and everything. But she works so hard in the weight room. She knows that's what she has to do. She's shooting the lights out of three and backing people down the two. So, hey, we'll get out there this weekend and post her up.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about her conditioning either. She's a cross-country runner, huh?
She can run all day. And, in fact, she has not set a minute. She has not set a second in three ball games right now.
As a head coach, you've got to be extremely happy and thrilled that you can look at an exciting team this year and know that they're all coming back next year.
Every one of them. We have one senior on the roster, and out of the other 12, hey, they're all back.
All right.
They're all back, and it's going to be very, very exciting.
It is an exciting time to watch Lady Bruins basketball. We encourage everybody to catch a game when you can. Head Coach Terry Rogers, thank you for your time, and good luck.
Thank you, David. Hey, we enjoyed it. Thank you for covering us.
And so we wish good luck to the Lady Bruins and the Bruins today and tomorrow, the Conestoga Energy Classic in Liberal, Kansas. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Bruin Buzz, brought to you on K1 1400 AM by Logan & Company and Siemens. Tune in again next week on Friday morning for Bruin Buzz.
Somewhere in America, there's a home by the sea, powered by the wind on the plains. There's a hospital where technology has a healing touch. There's a factory giving old industries new life. And there's a train that got a whole city moving again. Somewhere in America, the toughest questions are answered every day. Because somewhere in America, 69,000 people spend every day answering. Siemens Answers.
AM 1400, K.